Good morning. 8:02 a.m. Thursday, September the 7th, 2017. Tomorrow's the day I go down to Denver for working on fiction writers. Colorado Gold 2017. I got my first two presentations lined up in the can. I gotta do the third one today. That's for Sunday. I get these at least sketched in. One of them isn't going to use a projector. One of them is, I just asked for a flip chart. And I've forgotten which one it is now, so I'm going to have to check with Corinne and find out. I don't use a lot of pictures. I don't use a lot of images. I use the PowerPoint just as a focusing device. I don't put a lot of content on each slide. But I will like to get them uploaded to the conference site so that people who want to see them can make notes on them and stuff. Town on this place. So yeah, 8:02. I've been to the grocery store to get to work. I got to get home, get the second breakfast going, get my second cup of coffee, settle in. At some point, I really need to get a haircut today. I got alarms set for pickup times. I got all the good stuff I need. My brain is going a million miles a minute, and then my mouth is just not even trying to keep up. It's it is a gorgeous morning. We'll go with that. It's a little bit of smoke in the air this morning. There's something between me and the sky. I don't know if it's high thin clouds or if it's a smoke. But there's a whiff of it in the air. It's not like the other day where it was like choking, but sunrises have been pretty red. Sunsets have been redder. But it's a gorgeous morning. It's 55-ish at this point, I think. Sun's up. There's a little bit of hint of blue up there through the clouds. There's a breeze on the other side. Down here in the neighborhoods, it's pretty sheltered, so I'm not getting anything like a breeze. I see leaves rustling at the tops of the trees here. I'm not feeling anything. I'm tired. I wonder if I'll be able to sleep. So I remember last year, the railroad was testing the tracks behind the hotel all night long. I'm good with a train now and again, but 4 or 5 trains between midnight, 6 a.m. is a bit much. So we'll see. I don't know if I'm going to go sleep or not. I'll sleep in the morning, maybe. I certainly won't be going to bed early any night soon. Unless I go to bed early tonight, which is a possibility. House settled in its little grove of aspen. It's really gorgeous for being a McMansion back there, but I really like it. Not something I necessarily want to live in. My stomach is saying, yo, dude, you really need to put something else in here. What did I make last night? I made chicken, not chicken, turkey loaf. Turkey vegetable loaf. I don't put any crumbs in it. And I don't put any starch in it. Shredded carrots, diced celery, diced onion, turkey, an egg to bind it. Came out pretty good. That carrot and the celery, the onion, give it a bit of a sweet. And then the vegetables help keep things moist because 7% turkey has like no fat in it. It's got nothing. So and take it out of the oven. I cook it on parchment paper to make cleanup a little bit easier. But you take it out of the oven and what little fat was in it has drizzled out. And it's a lot of water. So it does real good. I like it. I like this recipe. It's not the same as a meatloaf, but it's an interesting change-up. One of the challenges that I'm facing is I have to find stuff that the kid will eat. And my elder is the most picky. No peas, no pork, almost no fish. Certainly no salmon. So we have to plan menus for when she's not around. And typical, this weekend is the weekend for the Highland Festival. Get ready. Say it with me. Mark a post. So I won't be home cooking this weekend. It's just going to be the wife and the younger. Home all alone for the weekend. And of course this weekend, the younger has to work it. Be at work at 6 o'clock on Sunday morning. School bus here. There are times I miss teaching. I must confess this, I don't. There are times I miss teaching. What I don't miss is the administration. What I don't miss is grading. What I don't miss is the red tape and the trash truck. But I think that's why I like giving presentations at conventions. Oh, I have to do table captain's signal as well. So I've got my own table. It was so funny last year. I was a first timer, but I was a captain's table. I had a table of my own. It was terribly, terribly much fun last year. I hope this year is going to be as much fun, if not more. I'm a little better known now. I know a little more about what the convention is about. So it should be cool, it should be fun. I hope we're going to have people show up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. If not, we'll have a very short conversation. I'll do a very short presentation and perhaps fill in with conversation afterward. Lost? Clear. Okay, I got a sprinkler throwing mist here. Throwing shade. It's just enough of a breeze to pick up the mist from the sprinkler. Can you hear? Sound of summer. Won't be long, you'll be hearing the crunch, crunch, crunch of feet on ice. Gonna try to walk more this winter. Gonna try not to let the weather keep me from getting out. But if it's bad, I'm gonna do the treadmill. I haven't done the treadmill for a couple nights now. I need to get back on that. I'm planning to use the treadmill in a hotel, so I have to remember to pack my sneakers. So I like this. I think I'm going to really like this. This is only my second year, but there's a... Because I'm active with the group, because I'm active with Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, I'm active in a couple of small groups within it. I'm pretty well known in the independent published authors list. So people know who I am, much more than they do in CIFWA. CIFWA, you know, specifically CIFWA, I'm small potatoes. Among the indies who are there, I'm pretty small potatoes. Among the trads, it's like Okay. One of the guys would say, you know, if anybody who's clearing $10,000 a month, I would really like to hear them talk about what it is that they do as a self-published author. And there's a bunch of us on there that just sort of laughed. It's like, really? This is not a big number. Right, this is interesting. This is a helium balloon that has been tied to the drain grate. It's just sort of floating there in the air, head high. I have no idea why that particular grate, but it's amusing. Morning. I see that guy regularly too. I wonder where he goes. High school. It's an odd way to get to the high school. Maybe it's closer to where he parks his bike, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't know there's a straighter path down through the park here. Maybe he doesn't care. Oh, man. So I'm looking forward to getting away. I'm looking forward to getting a break from all of the distractions that happened while I'm here at home. Long-legged hound. Water into grass. Oh, the smell of grass. Oh my, speaking of grass. The mower was here this morning, early. Woke my wife up, which is not fun. I think she'd have been okay with the mower if there hadn't been a mosquito in the bedroom. There's nothing more guaranteed to keep you from being comfortably asleep than a mosquito whining in your ear. Because you can't see them. You have to turn the lights on. Turn the lights on, and it's just pointless. Look at that, 19 minutes. Okay. I must have been trucking right along. Because here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.